announced an independent report revealing that West Midlands Police had made a series of mistakes in their investigation. One detective, D.I. Kiani, was described as reckless, but now the force is being accused of making him a scapegoat. Let's go and talk to Wasim Zafar, chair of the Social Cohesion and Community Safety Committee. Wasim, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Paul.
You're not happy with what's happened, I gather.
I'm not. I think retired DCI Kiani has been made a scapegoat by the police here and this IPCC report. Kiani served West Midlands Police for 30 years. He's a man of huge integrity, a very professional officer. And he was, at the end of the day, he was a family liaison officer during this investigation. He wasn't even really part of the investigation team. I was assisting the investigation team to try and get some witnesses here. I'm concerned that the IPCC report, which doesn't really answer any questions, but opens up a new can of worms, had a very short span in terms of the terms of reference. It didn't look at, it didn't investigate the behaviour of the officers in court, where the senior investigating officer was accused of lying by the judge. So there was no investigation relating to that. The Crown Prosecution Service didn't cooperate with IPCC inquiry, and I think I totally support Tariq Jahan's request and for a public inquiry, as has been supported by the West Midlands Police and Crime Commissioner and the MP for Birmingham, Ladywood, Shabana Mahmood.
D.I. Kiani, you mentioned 30 years in the force, retired now, described as reckless.
That's not the D.I. Kiani I know. I know him as a very professional man, a man who cares deeply about the communities in Birmingham. Since his retirement, he's been working in the community. The last time I met him was around a table having discussions between the Asian activists and African Caribbean activists in this city over how we can build better relations between communities. That's a Kiani that I know, somebody, an upstanding member of the community who many people know to be a fantastic bummy.
Why has he been made a scapegoat then?
I'm not too sure. I think the West Midlands Police and the IPCC can only answer these questions. I don't think this IPCC report, as I said earlier, answers any questions. And I think a public inquiry looking at the whole police investigation, the role of the CPS and what happened in court. Because another question that's been asked in recent days is the appointment of this judge who hadn't, as I've been told, dealt with these sort of cases previously. He was a shipping judge who was called in to look at this, and now has gone back to that sort of environment. I'm also concerned because people have come to me and said that the most senior officer that West Midlands Police appointed to look into this investigation wasn't the most experienced and hadn't looked into a murder investigation in the past. This was the most high-profile murder investigation since New Year's Eve 2003, when we had the murder of Letitia and Charlene in Aston. The whole country's eyes were on West Midlands Police and Birmingham at that particular time, and the report and what happened in court doesn't bring any justice, and it doesn't bring any closure as far as we as a community are concerned, but more so as far as the families of those that lost their lives are concerned.
Would a public inquiry do that, was it?
A public inquiry will be able to ask the police questions, the CPS questions, analyse what happened in courts, and that is the only way forward. Historically, there's been similar scenarios in other areas of the country, and a public inquiry has answered some of these questions. Yesterday's IPCC report didn't answer any questions for me. In fact, it opened up new questions.
So what are the chances of getting a public inquiry?
I'm very, very hopeful. Tariq Jahan is very, very hopeful. Tariq Jahan, yesterday, Bob Jones, the Police and Crime Commissioner, said in his statement that Birmingham owes a lot to Tariq Jahan. Not only Birmingham owes a lot to Tariq Jahan, the whole country owes a lot. His role in stopping the riots back then in 2011 was commended by everybody. He won the Pride of Britain Award. This is the least that the government and the Home Secretary can do, is to give Tariq Jahan and the other family concerned a public inquiry so we can get to the bottom of what actually happened during that investigation.
Wasim Zafar, who's chair of the Social Cohesion and Community Safety Committee. Wasim, good to talk to you on the show.
Thanks, Paul.
We'll see what happens in the coming days and weeks and months. Have your say.